Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Sunday. And the truth is, I did not have my Lakers beating the Denver Nuggets last night. You know, they were 3-0, now it's 3-1. Wow, that's what's up. But you know what? I had the Denver Nuggets beating them, you know, last night. But the Lakers this time finally was able to break that curse of being down in a second quarter and staying up instead of letting Denver get back in the game. They tried to get back in the game and beat them at the end, you know. Mike Malone was saying in an interview that the Lakers has always been up in the early in the first quarter. You know, they always up. But I'm like this. Of course, they was always up in every game. But y'all won at the end. So, long as you get the W, that's all that matters. You know, now it's a 3-1 series. Now, Monday night in Denver. You know what? The Lakers, they're not going to get certain calls. Now, Doran Ham said last night after that win after the Lakers beat the Nuggets that you can't look for the refs to save you. It ain't about saving you. It's the fact that they should be doing a damn job with these non-foul calls and shit. Making a call, then you don't make a call, then it's a play on, people getting hit in the face. It's just some bullshit, man. It's crazy. It's like these refs, they be having, they be biased. They be having an in for the visiting team. They be biased. Everything goes right for the home team. You know, all the calls the Lakers got last night in their arena at home against the Denver Nuggets would not happen on Monday night. You know what? For the Lakers, this is what they got to do. Whether the refs call the fouls or not, play hard. Just keep playing hard. That's all you can do. Fuck them fouls. Play on and play hard. Don't cry. Let them do whatever the hell they gonna do. Because now, it got me thinking about that time D'Lo got hit in the face. And the motherfuckers went and looked and say, oh, it was a non-foul. Oh, that wasn't a foul. This and that happened. That was some fucking bullshit. So what they need to do, the Lakers need to just stay humble. Push the pace. Beat their ass. Fuck them foul calls. Non-calls and shit. You know, if they call the motherfuckers, they do. Because this is what's up with the NBA refs. They call fouls when they want to call fouls. Other than that, the motherfuckers just let shit happen. You know, if I'm the Lakers, this is what I'm having the same mindset that I had in the game I just beat the Denver Nuggets in. But the only difference, I ain't looking for the motherfucking foul calls at all. Fuck that shit. I'm just going to play hard and just say fuck it. You know, if they call the motherfuckers fouls, they call them. If they don't, I ain't gonna sweat them. Ain't no time to be whining and crying and complaining because these motherfuckers are not doing their fucking job. Then when you get in their damn face, they wanna give you a technical, then eject you and throw you out the fucking game. That's some fucking bullshit. So the Lakers just gotta walk in Denver, whoop they ass. Don't cry for no fucking fouls. Don't complain. None of that shit. Because these motherfuckers in Denver, they are biased. They call fouls when they want to call fouls. And you can get fouls, and the motherfuckers will go and look at it and say, oh, that's not a foul. Turn a blind eye. Like they don't see shit. Oh, that's nothing wrong with that. Ain't that some shit? But when you reverse the shit, and the same thing the Lakers, when they do something to Denver, oh, let's look at that. Oh, that, yeah, that's a foul. That's a foul. These motherfuckers are prejudiced. I'm telling y'all, these NBA refs be making sure everything goes the home team way. Now, the Lakers last night got a lot of foul calls at home. It's going to be reversed, you know, in Denver. You know, ladies and gentlemen, what I fucking hate every time the Denver Nuggets commit a motherfucking foul, they look around like they so fucking innocent after committing a motherfucking crime, like they didn't do shit wrong. I get so sick of that shit. clear as day, a motherfucker can grab somebody, pull somebody down, and the refs give them a foul, and they look around like they so innocent. I didn't do anything. No, motherfucker, you did a foul. Commit the shit. Ooh, I hate that shit. Man, they be giving Denver getting on my nerve. These motherfuckers want to give the puppy dog eye look. When they commit fouls, these motherfuckers, the Denver Nuggets, are like criminals. Who rob a motherfucking bank and say, oh, I didn't do nothing wrong. I was just trying to make some money, get some money to feed my family. And you over there to rob the bank and got a weapon in your hand, got the gun right there, got the evidence and shit. That's what they like. They like to do shit and look innocent. Ooh, the Lakers better play on. I don't got them winning Monday night. It'd be a miracle if they do. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't think they're going to win this one. I didn't even have them winning this game right here. You know, four. I didn't have them winning that game. They ain't going to get this one. It'd be a miracle if they do. Because the way Denver play at home, these motherfuckers will let you think you're going to win. But in the fucking end, they come back and kick your ass. That's what the hell they do, y'all. That's exactly what the Denver Nuggets do. These motherfuckers will make you think you're going to win, let you get up, and then smack your ass all the way back down to earth. Beat you in the last fucking few seconds of the fucking game. You know, it doesn't. To me, I'm like this. I was watching the fucking game last night, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm like this. Them runs the Lakers go on don't mean nothing because it's always the same fucking results at the end. Denver wins. You know, I wasn't going to watch the motherfucking game at first. Then I was like, if the Lakers win, I'm going to be mad I didn't watch. But then if they lose, I'm going to be mad I watch. So last night, ladies and gentlemen, I was in a no-win situation. So fuck it. I said, I'm going to watch this motherfucker. And I'll be damned. The Lakers finally broke the curse and beat Denver. All right. I'm about to move on to another topic. But I'm just going to say this. The Lakers, I don't have them winning Monday night. If for some miracle they win, that's good. But I don't have them win. I had them going home. Because Denver, they something else at home, y'all. You know, the refs call everything in their motherfucking favor. You know, shit. Shit is crazy, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, yeah, go Lakers. Let me switch my topic because I'm going to go down my list here. Let me give y'all some relationship advice, ladies and gentlemen. For the ladies out there. The Bible says you should submit yourselves to your husband. And, it says that there. But you know what I was just thinking, y'all? The reason why relationships fail today, because they don't want to be submissive to their husband. You know, they too smart and nonchalant. I don't even submit to nothing. Whatever God say, y'all disregard that. That's why y'all relationships are failing because y'all want to disregard anything the Lord says, but use the Bible when it's most convenient for you. That's what y'all do. You know, what also got my attention, I remember I was watching, what was that show? Damn it. Oh, 90 Day Fiancé. And there was this guy who was strict on the Bible, you know, talking about what the Bible says, do, wives, husband, whatever. And then was it a tranny or was it a woman? I can't tell. Well, anyway, somebody said, that's not for this time. That was for back then. Wait a dang minute. How the hell you going to say what the Lord say, what the God say in the Bible and say that's not for today. That was for back then. Who gave you that authority to decide what God says was for then and not for today? That's out of your mouth. It goes for today, tomorrow, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same today and tomorrow and forever. See, today in today world in the society, women like to be nonchalant. And they lean into their own understanding. That's why they be in so many failed relationships. Why you think half of them all get divorced? You know, they don't want to submit themselves to their husband. That's the reason why there's a lot of failed relationships. If you don't have God in your relationship, it's going to fail, you know, and that's real. You know, I just don't understand. People today like to use the Bible as most convenient to them. But other than that, they disregard anything the Bible says. They're like, I don't care what the Bible says. To me, that's like saying, I don't care what the Lord says. I'm going to do it my way. You know, the Bible says, think of him of all things. Lean not into your own understanding. And in today's world, that's all people do. Men and women. Everybody lean into their own understanding. You know? And no woman want to submit themselves to their husband. They always got some little funky attitude. And, you know, that's why there is so many failed relationships, ladies and gentlemen. And that's real. You know what? And another thing that got my attention. What's that guy? Rich Cash? What's his name? They be posting shit on Instagram. The Big Brother, you know, triggered this and that and tell a woman about themselves and shit. And some woman said, Eve didn't listen to Adam. Now, I got something to say about that. You know, so when try to use that fair formality is when a woman don't listen to a man, she gonna say, well, Eve didn't listen to Adam. Now, just wait a minute. Correction. Don't put God in that. No, pardon me. You know what? Eve didn't listen to Adam. No, Eve didn't listen to God. God specifically said, don't eat from that tree. So, it wasn't Adam who said, don't eat from that tree. It was God who told them both, do not eat from that tree. Don't eat from that tree. And they ate from it. They disobeyed God. God, it wasn't Adam that said, oh, don't eat from that tree. It was God. So, to me, it's God that Eve didn't listen to. That Adam and Eve did not listen to. It was both of them. Ain't no specific person. It ain't like, oh, well, huh. God said don't eat from that tree. And I'm not going, don't you eat from that tree. And then she get a fruit and then give him some. God said specifically, don't eat from that tree. So don't be trying to use that biblical thing saying, well, Eve didn't listen to Adam. Don't be trying to use that to try to save yo. Come on now. That's real. Ladies and gentlemen. Man, I'm telling y'all, folks, people today disregard anything that God says in his word. They only use the Bible when it's most convenient for them, for to save them. Other than that, they disregard anything. There's things in the Bible that they don't agree on. They're trying to make God look like some phony, some fairy tale. They use his word when it's most convenient for them. Other than that, They don't obey the word of God, you know? It's like they pick and choose what they want to use and what they want to live by. Other than that, they disregard it, you know? But yet, they approve anything man says, you know? A lot of people just lean into their own understanding today. That's why they haven't so many problems, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go down my list here. Well, that's it, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Sunday. And go Lakers, but I don't see them winning Monday night in Denver. Man, I don't see it happening, y'all. The only way they can win is they go in there and play like they played in LA last night when they got that win in game 4. You know, I'm like this, y'all. Before I get off this motherfucker, to me it seems like it should be easy to beat Denver because they do the same old thing. And check this out, ladies and gentlemen. The Lakers done played them like 100 damn times. It should be easy as 1-2-3 beating Denver. They do the same old thing a million motherfucking times. Yo, the Joker is always in the paint, getting a little easy putback, second chances and shit. Jamal Murray does the same old shot. The Pope does the same old, I mean, come on. The Lakers should be able to beat them like nothing. Because Denver plays the same way every damn time. 100 times the Lakers have played them, so they should know their every move. Okay, it's fine and dandy that the Lakers got one win, but they didn't play Denver 100 times. They should get a second win, but I don't have them winning, y'all. If for some miracle they win, congratulations. You know, I'll set this on Twitter. I'm gonna say it on here before I get off here. Now, if LeBron James and Anthony Davis was to leave the Lakers, I wouldn't care. It'd be okay. I wish them the best and then endeavors, whatever the hell they gonna do. Bron retire, AD go, whatever the hell he want to. You know why I said that? It's because there's a lot of other teams in the NBA playing against the Lakers who play against the Lakers and play better than the motherfuckers. The whole 9 yards. And look at the teams that's not the Lakers. Look how good they are playing. Some other teams are playing way better. And I'm like, damn. Now I'm starting to see, is AD and LeBron the problem? Maybe if we got rid of them and we have some other players, maybe the Lakers would be performing better. Hello? And that's real. Shoot. I mean, look at the Mavericks. They playing good. I'm just saying. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly, and thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. And until next time, y'all, I'm out. Peace.